Welcome to the Human Design and Beyond podcast with your hosts, Leslie Wegleitner and Lori Wakefield. In these podcasts, we discuss all things related to human design. It's here where we share our knowledge, insights, and experiences. Join us as we dive into authentic conversations about letting go of resistance, identifying conditioning, and so much more. Our goal for you is to live in alignment with your unique human design. These quick bouts of inspiration will bring forward things to contemplate about your individual charts and inspire experiences in your everyday life to support your journey.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Lori.
Hi, everyone. I'm Leslie.
So today we're going to talk about the Splenic Center. And we're going to start, I'll give an overview to it, and then Leslie's going to talk about an open splenic center, and then I will talk about a defined splenic center. So the themes related to the themes for the splenic center are related to intuition, instinct, and survival. There's concern with the physical well-being, and it's focused on what's needed to adapt to a situation or environment, like what is needed to thrive, and especially what's needed to survive. It's about survival. When somebody has it defined, even people who don't have it necessarily defined, but where it would be activated through a transit or through interaction with someone else who has definition there. The splenic center is always like looking out for things that can threaten the well-being. So it's kind of like I was thinking about like what I could compare it to. And it'd be like if you had like a military group, like on a mission, and you have like somebody or some people who like there's always somebody on guard. Like while people sleep, there'll be people on guard. So it's kind of like that. I'm just looking for things that are going to threaten survival or well-being. The splenic center, it operates in the present moment, which is really important to try to understand, because it's something like people who have definition there, they're going to experience it in a fixed and reliable way. So in other words, it's always there, it's always on. And then somebody who doesn't have definition there, it'll be a variable. But so it operates in the present moment, and the warnings that are given, like the hunches that somebody might feel, it's something that it's like a one-time thing. It's not something that's repetitive, you know, it's something that they'll feel, and, you know, they're called to act or if they ignore it, then sometimes there can be consequences to not paying attention to it. And I was thinking too, like about how people who have the sacral defined, which would be generators, they have the sacral itself has like a gut response to things. And then like the splenic center has like, it's like a gut instinct. So sometimes I think I don't know about like, well, yours is completely open, Leslie, but like, I know for me, so you've got the gut response from the sacral, and then you've got like a gut instinct. So the gut instinct is, you know, it's something that's kind of fleeting, you know, and it's sometimes I think like when you have the sacral defined, it can be kind of like, well, is it, you know, am I responding, or is it just like a hunch that I have? Do you know what I'm saying, Leslie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that sacral will be more of a lingering in the gut where,
yeah.
The splenic it's very quick and it's fast, yep. And it's only going to say it once.
Yeah.
You know, it's only going to give you the hit once. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to have Leslie talk about the open splenic center. The people who have it defined, it's about 53% of the population. So about 47% of it have it undefined. So Leslie, you want to?
Sure. So when you have a completely open splenic center, the not self theme will be holding on to things that are not good for you. And this could be holding on to behaviors, people, places, things, and things that make you feel good, but they may not be good for you. So when defined by a transit or other people, you could feel like this pressure to make things to be very spontaneous in your decision making and let go of things that are good for you, just something to kind of be aware of. But and unless it's like life threatening or just, you know, kind of make sure that you don't take that first impulse. So there are 7 primal fears that are associated with the splenic center. And when it's open, this is what you're going to be amplifying and distorting. So I'm just going to give you the fears. So gate 48 is of inadequacy, and gate 57 is fear of tomorrow. Gate 44, fear of the past. Gate 50, fear of responsibility. Gate 32, fear of failure. Gate 28, fear of death. And gate 18 is fear of authority. So these fears are really meant to be awareness themes that you are designed to be receptive to experiencing when activated. And a person with an undefined spleen will benefit actually from facing these fears one by one in order to become fearless in a healthy way. This process of developing awareness rather than suppressing fears and pretend that they are not there. It's really kind of an interesting thing that I've been playing with, being a completely open splenic center. So this is how the undefined splenic will actually acquire their sense of well-being. And if this is not happening, then the conditioning of the not self becomes very overwhelmed in the fears. So I wanted to add the imprinting fears are there to keep you safe and develop awareness, and not really are not there to really hold you back. Like people may feel like stuck within them. So in following the strategy and authority is how you transform your awarenesses, which is the key for you to live out your true nature. So a common theme for those born with this undefined splenic center is that they are not equipped to survive here on earth. So they have this always this in the background of the safety and security going on. They are also sensitive to a lack of well-being in the world and interpret this personally. The natural seeking and clinging to people with defined splenic centers for security and sense of well-being is very common. And being that it's 50-50, it's pretty easy to, or it's close to that anyways, it's easy to usually find people in your circle. But if this leads to all sorts of like unhealthy dependencies, especially in family relationships, if you're not following that strategy and authority. So when this undefined center is in aura of a defined center, they will feel pressure under to be very spontaneous, and they will not be aware of this happening most likely. And they end up doing or living the life of the pressure of the person pressuring them. And I know this one quite well. This is where living your strategy and authority is like imperative. It's really, really important. So a healthy, open splenic person can discern the difference between what is their own needs to stay healthy and what well-being is coming from the environment or another person. And when there is, when they are with unhealthy or deeply unhealthy people, they find themselves feeling ill, and they understand that they are probably absorbing the other person's ill health and unhealthy vibrations. They can sense when something isn't right for them, and they have a very instinctual and intuitive awareness that will step in to like help them pay close attention to their own health. So the wisdom potential here for the completely open is one learns to the difference between their splenic energy and the others, and a spontaneous intuitive awareness of knowing who and what is healthy for them. And so the center with the no hanging gates also, which is a completely open splenic center, is they have a full range of instinctual and intuitive intelligence. And just one more little side note is the open splenic centers are very sensitive to foreign substances. So your health and how your body feels, which is another wisdom potential of learning who is healthy and in which and what like foods and remedies or health remedies work for you or not. And I think that pretty much is everything I kind of wanted to cover. Do you want to go into the defined?
I was going to just like talk a little bit more about the open center, which I think is like totally fascinating, because for me, I have a lot of definition in the spleen. I have actually 4 gates. I have 3 channels and 4 gates. 3 channels, one of them is just a hanging gate. So like like, I can't even imagine like what it's like to have it completely open. But I was thinking about it, like you and I have talked in the past, and like your mom had an open splenic center, right?
Right.
Your mom has. And then like your husband from your previous marriage, he had an open splenic center. So there was like always that, like, where there wasn't like a sense of like security, like about, I don't know, like being safe kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then like your boyfriend, he has it defined. So you probably experience some, a sense of security or safety from, you know, when you're with him. Right.
Yeah. It was like just this noticeable thing right off the get-go. Like, I didn't like going to the big city, or because it was, you know, with the open sacral, it's just, it's overwhelming. You don't feel safe.
The open splenic center. Yeah.
Yeah. But with, Jim that I'm with, it's like, I have no qualms. Go down there, walk around. Doesn't matter what street we're walking on. Mm-hmm. Feel completely safe.
Yeah.
Sense, it's a little bit of false sense of security.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I was thinking, like, have you ever gotten like into a car, like maybe like a relative or somebody like that? And it's like, you just trust their driving. It's like, you just know, like, you're going to get where you need to go and you're going to get there safely.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. It's kind of funny, but I was just thinking about, you know, that's just kind of like a little example, but my husband has it defined. My husband actually has a lot of definition. I have 7 centers defined. He has 8, and you've got 8 defined too, right? Or 7.
Yeah.
8. Yeah.
Nope. I have 8. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like my only open, and it stays, you know, open even through my Chiron. So, kind of fascinating that and then they also say with this open center that, you've already learned these, you know, if you believe in past lives or whatever, that this is something you've already came in with the wisdom around. You may have to reconnect to it, but it's already there and established. So I find that kind of fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's just not something that definitely for half of my life I've been learning about it, and now I feel like, oh, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the healthy state, people who have it defined, they'll trust gut feelings, their instincts and hunches, and they pay attention to them instead of dismissing them, because I think sometimes I don't know, like you can have like a, and everybody, like when I say hunches or like a gut instinct, I mean, I think everybody experiences those from time to time, but somebody who has definition, it's going to be there consistently. I know for myself, I've had times it's like, you just have this feeling and it's like, am I like making more out of it than I should? Am I, you know what I mean? Like, am mm-hmm. I, you know, just being ridiculous about this? So the thing with that gut instinct is that it's something like we were talking about at the beginning of the podcast, it's quick. It's like a pulse, and it's something that you can't question. It's like you react, you know what I mean? You don't sit there and question it, because then you're using your mind. In a healthy state. Okay. So that's what you do. You trust your gut feelings and you pay attention to them. Another thing is that, which is kind of what we were talking about, just a few minutes ago, is that people can feel safe and secure in your presence. That you just have that air, that sense about you that people just can feel safe and secure in your presence. There's also like a sense of well-being, that everything will be okay. Regardless of what's going on, everything's going to be okay. And like people who maybe don't have it defined, what can pick up on that, and they'll feel like they'll trust that everything is going to be okay. Another thing with it in a healthy state is that, you have a fixed way of processing fears that can help you feel secure. So if you're, operating in an unhealthy state, you'll ignore hunches in the moment, or you'll question them, like whether it's something that's real or not. And you'll let your mind or other people around you, like, override those instincts or hunches. So I was trying to come up with like an example. I mean, I have some examples in my own life, but I don't know, like, I didn't really want to get into like just personal stuff. Cause I have had times where it's like, I've just known. And it's like, I need to go now, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about like where my life was threatened or anything like that, but just something that threatened me in some way. But I was thinking of an example. Okay. So, as an example, you have a gut feeling that maybe you shouldn't go into like a building or go someplace or go some direction or something like that. And it's not based on anything outside of you. It's not based on any information you have or anything. It's just a gut feeling that you shouldn't do it or you should do something else instead. So an example would be like, you have a feeling like you're on your way to work and you have a feeling inside of you that like you have a certain direction that you go every day. Like you follow the same path every day. And there's like something inside of you that's telling you go left here, go right here. Instead of going the way that you normally go. And there's not any reason why, really. It's not anything that you know anything or anything. It's just a feeling that you have. And so you take the other route. And then like a little bit later, you find out that there was a multi-car accident that happened like about the time you would have been in that area. So it's like it's like something that you can't really explain like how that feeling got there or, you know, that just that gut instinct or, you know, why or anything. It's just like a voice that in your head, voices in my head.
Yeah.
like well, voice in your head that just says, you know, go this way or something. Yeah. And then like going back to like the open splenic center, I was thinking about my mom, she had an open spleen and, like not to get like too personal about stuff, but when I was growing up, my dad was abusive. He was like physically, mentally, emotionally abusive, you know, towards all of us, but towards my mom, you know, she took a lot of it. And I had this one time, like where there was an incident that happened and I just looked at her and I was like, why don't you just leave him? Why? Like, why do you stay with him? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, it's like, like you can come up with, you know, like reasons like, you know, this or that. And, you know, but the reason for somebody who has it open, like one of the reasons why they'll hang on to things in an unhealthy state that are not good for them is because they're more afraid to leave or they're more afraid to change than to just stick with what they already know.
Right.
Do you find that's true?
Yeah. Well, that's the holding on piece.
Yeah.
Right? And behaviors and peoples and places. So it does take longer to, you know, have that awareness of what isn't correct for you when you're kind of in a situation that, you know, has that energy to make you like have this false sense of that there is secure and it's safe there and there is nothing else. This is just where it is. But that in another thing with that intuitive sense being completely open, I find it fascinating when I'm with people, if they're seers, I see. If they hear, I hear. So I can pick up on their frequency of how they're having their intuition come in. Yeah. And then also, I don't have a set way that I get the intuitive hits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that was very confusing because it came in so many different ways. A lot of times it's just a sensation in the body.
Right.
The center is the most primal. And it is about that body intelligence, body consciousness. So it kind of makes sense to me now. It's like, oh, well, that's just because I'm so open there. That's how my intuition comes through and then, you know, moves me into, you know, security and safety. But I have to work through all these different fears that are conditioned me through time to then understand, okay, well, that's really not mine.
Right.
So it is fascinating. I mean, the center's quite, complex in a sense like that. I mean, if it's defined or undefined, because there's a lot going on there. It's kind of like the solar plexus, right? Mm-hmm. And it's pressurized by that root center. So I just find it really, it's been kind of fun to play in it and see how many, you know, I think everyone, I mean, both my children have defined. Jim has it defined. You have it defined. I'd say 90% of my friends have it defined. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of like, there's something to me attracting people with this defined spleen.
I just think it's interesting though, like having it like completely open like that. And like you were talking about how you, like will pick up like on hearing or seeing, or because those are the different gates that you're talking about. But I just, it's like, I don't know, like a totally open, well, I mean, it wouldn't necessarily have to be totally open, but like an open center. It's like thinking about like what a reflector must go through, you know, like, oh my gosh. It's like nothing, like everything's just like flowing through, you know? That's where there's a lot of room for wisdom, you know? And the thing about like, when you have definition, it's kind of like, you're kind of stuck, you know what I mean? It's things aren't going to be like, it's like you have your own way, you know, you have your own, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of inflexible, you know?
Yeah, but then, you know, that is also your strengths, right?
So definitely. But the openness can be its strengths too, because that's where you get the wisdom, you know?
Yeah.
Or you get a lot of wisdom there. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's all fascinating.
Yeah. Well, I can't really think of anything else that I wanted to share about it. I don't know about you, Leslie. Do you have anything else you want to add?
You know, just one last thing about that pressure to be spontaneous mm-hmm. has really been a really big lesson for me, because like Jim that I'm with right now, he is splenic authority also. So this is how he makes his decisions, is very spontaneous in the moment. And I'm emotional. So it is not at all my authority. And it was really, really a challenge to be able to stay out of doing those unhealthy things in a drop of a hat, right? It's like, mm-hmm. I know I'm not supposed to be doing this. Like, my focus needs to be over here. I mean, it could be as simple as, you know, reading something or relaxing instead of climbing a mountain, you know, and he's like, let's go for a mountain, you know, and I'm just like, no, I'm not feeling, my body's not feeling it. But then I go and do it because I feel this pressure. And it creates like this anxiety in the body of this pressure. Like you have to.
Yeah.
And once I figured that out, it was like a game changer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, that's what this feels like.
And then Jim's like on the other end. He's like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. Like, why aren't you just like doing what, like, I want to do all the time? Or, you know, like, why don't you want to go hike that mountain?
You got the energy. You can do this. Yeah. And it's like, well, my body's saying no. And, you know, and you don't know if it's, you know, you're getting sick, you know, your body's you know, going, you know, or it's contemplating, are we going to go down that path or can we stay healthy here? So, mm-hmm. And I noticed that too, is I'm kind of hyper aware of my body. Like, you know, if I have an ache or a pain, it's kind of like, oh my gosh. And sometimes I think people go like, oh my gosh, she's always got, you know, something going on, but I think we're just very in tune.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I think people that have it defined can be in tune too.
Yeah, because I am too. But you know, like one thing I was gonna, are you finished with that? Because I was gonna add one other thing. Okay, so like, and I don't know if this is true or not, like for you, but like I've read that people who have an open splenic center can be like pick up illnesses more easily. Is that true for you or not?
Yeah, I was gonna mention that when I was younger, and my mother, who had open spleen too, always got pneumonia, and I always got pneumonia with her.
Yeah.
And it was like the first 5 years of my life, I was kind of sickly. I mean, I ended up in the hospital with pneumonia and then going to school ages. And then it seemed to like my immune system seemed to have gotten stronger or something shifted there. Cause now I rarely get sick.
Yeah.
But that's very true.
Yeah. You know, I didn't mention it at the beginning when I was talking about things, but the splenic center actually governs like the lymphatic system, the mm-hmm. immune system. So, but I was going to say too, like what I've read too, is that people who have it defined can kind of take their health for granted. So they may not be like, they may not pay as close attention to things that could be like, you know, where something could be wrong. And also recovery can be longer for people who have it defined.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what I've read. I mean,
that makes sense. That makes sense though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a defined
slip. And the lymphatic has been really interesting because it's holding on, you know what I mean? So it's like fluids.
Yeah.
And you're holding on in the flow of the that fluid in the body or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of playing with that because I do block therapy. Mm-hmm. And it's all about moving that lymph and the myofascia. And it's been like a game changer for me. And, mm-hmm. and then I realized, oh, it's the lymph. I'm moving this lymph that right. has gotten stagnant on me. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely important. So you about ready to...
I am.
Okay. So that's going to wrap things up for this episode. Thanks for joining us today. In our next episode in the Nine Center Being series, it's going to be our last center in the series. It's going to be the Root Center. If you'd like to see the show notes for today's podcast, you can find them at our website at www.alignandachievebydesign.com. The show notes will be listed under podcast episode 24. If you'd like to join us as we finish up the exploration into the Nine Center Being series, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Thanks again and have a great day.
Bye, everyone.